AP News. I'm Ed Donahue. Defense Secretary Pete Hegseth says Iran's real navy is at the bottom of the Gulf.
Iran's battered military, the IRGC specifically, has been reduced to a gang of pirates with a flag. They cloak their aggression in slogans, but the world now sees them for what they are: criminals on the high seas.
Iran's top diplomat is heading to Pakistan to discuss ceasefire negotiations with the U.S. The White House has not commented on whether a U.S. delegation will join. President Trump, meantime, extended the Jones Act waiver for 90 days to ease oil and gas shipments to the U.S. European Union leaders met for an informal summit in Cyprus on economic instability with a focus on the Middle East. Ursula von der Leyen is head of the European Commission.
A threat to a merchant vessel in the Strait of Hormuz is a threat to a factory, for example, in Belgium. So today I propose that we move beyond reactive crisis management.
The Food and Drug Administration is speeding up the review process of three psychedelic drugs.
After President Donald Trump signed an executive order April 18th directing the FDA and other federal agencies to speed research and lose restrictions on them.
In many cases, these experimental treatments have shown life-changing potential for those suffering from severe mental illness and depression, including our cherished veterans.
Psychedelics are a class of hallucinogenic drugs illegal under federal law. The FDA says it awarded priority review vouchers to two companies studying psilocybin, the active ingredient in magic mushrooms. Donna Water, Washington.
An appeals court ruled President Trump's asylum ban at the border is illegal. A U.S. soldier charged with using classified intelligence to win $400,000 on a bet involving a raid with Venezuela's Nicolas Maduro was released on bail. This is AP News. A bill to allow assisted dying in England and Wales fails.
Though the Terminally Ill Adults End of Life Bill had been passed by the House of Commons, the UK's revising chamber, the House of Lords, effectively talked it out since then, nearly a year after elected members of Parliament had given their backing. Proponents of what has been termed assisted dying, sometimes referred to as assisted suicide, hoped it would make the biggest change in social policy in the UK since abortion was partially legalised in 1967. Campaigners say they intend to bring the bill back in the next parliamentary session, which begins after King Charles III outlines the government's upcoming program on May 13. I'm Charles de Lethesma.
Two-time champion Carlos Alcaraz won't defend his French Open title due to a wrist injury. Alcaraz posted on X he won't play in the preceding Italian Open in Rome, which he also won last year. I'm Ed Donahue, AP News.
Support comes from Wise, the smart way to move the currencies you need around the globe. Fed up with losing out when you send money abroad with your everyday bank? With every transfer, marked up exchange fees can add up, eating into your money before it's even gotten to the other side. You want the right currency at the right rate right away. That's why 15 million people choose the smart way, the Wise account. Whether you're sending money back home or moving money between your accounts in different countries, count on the exchange rate you'd usually find on Google. No unwelcome surprises. With Wise, say goodbye to that "where's my money" feeling. Most transfers arrive before you can hit refresh in under 20 seconds. Join millions saving billions on hidden fees. Be smart, get Wise. Download the Wise app today. Terms and conditions apply.